This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. Initial results released Saturday propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. He won 17.8 million votes in the contest, dwarfing those of the race's sole moderate candidate. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. The candidacy, in the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him, sparked widespread apathy among eligible voters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term Friday by the 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommended the General Assembly reappoint Guterres. His second term starts on January 1st next year. Guterres succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017. This was just weeks before former president, U.S. President Donald Trump, became president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to UN agencies and re-engage with the world body. This is VOA News.